The Democratic National Convention begins today with plenty of discord. It follows leaked emails that show party leaders were not neutral and favored Hillary Clinton. With us to talk about this and the entire convention week are our political analyst, Democratic strategist Dan Payne, and Republican strategist Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
And good morning, Dan Payne.
Morning, Bob.
So let's start with the WikiLeaks email leak showing the Democratic National Committee was not neutral at all and was supporting Hillary Clinton against Bernie Sanders, actively working against Bernie Sanders. Is this going to harm the effort to unite Sanders supporters behind Clinton, Dan?
Well, perhaps. But Bernie Sanders was remarkably calm about the revelations, at least on national TV yesterday. The Clinton forces didn't dismiss the leaks or take ownership of them. After all, it was party operatives, not the Clinton campaign, who wrote them. But to be honest, the leaks were like the day before your opening night, and the curtain comes crashing down.
That's right. A lot of Sanders supporters are understandably angry to see confirmation of what they suspected all along, that the DNC was covertly helping Hillary Clinton. But much of this convention must now focus on appealing to Sanders supporters, not just bashing Trump. A new CNN poll had only 57% of Sanders supporters saying that vote for Clinton, 12% for Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, 23% for Gary Johnson, the Libertarian, and 5% for Trump. So Clinton needs convention speakers like Elizabeth Warren and Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and others to persuade more Sanders supporters to back Clinton.
Outside of this controversy, what's a big challenge this week for Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, Todd?
Well, before this DNC scandal, the challenge was twofold: to improve Hillary Clinton's image, raising her positives, and making the case against Trump, raising his negatives. But now there is this third challenge of effectively uniting the party. That seemed to be well underway before, with Democrats uniting because the fear of Trump grew during the Republican convention. But now Sanders supporters need to be convinced that they should not feel bitter and betrayed by the Democratic establishment, and that they can trust Hillary Clinton not to be part of a rigged Washington, D.C. system.
Dan.
Well, the Democrats have to run a convention that's orderly and positive, and it makes Americans proud. Donald Trump is angry and autocratic, and he has a meanness that we haven't seen in American politics since Joe McCarthy. Hillary Clinton's far from perfect, but she knows what the nuclear triad is. Trump didn't. She knows that China's not in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Trump doesn't. And she knows who David Duke is and the KKK are. Trump does too, but he pretends he doesn't.
All right, let's talk about change for a minute. Clearly, change, the change theme, the need for change, is driving a chunk of voter motivation in this campaign. So how does Hillary Clinton, who's been on the national scene, embedded in Washington politics for over 25 years, use this week to convince voters that she is the vehicle for change?
Well, someone once said, change is inevitable, except from a vending machine. Seriously, she talks about changing many things, like the cost of college education, the price and availability of health care, the number and the kind of jobs that we need. And she knows climate change is real and we can't ignore it. These are things Donald Trump doesn't even admit are problems.
All right. Tim Kaine, the Virginia senator who's Hillary Clinton's vice presidential pick, gets a lot of praise for his demeanor and his experience. The mayor of Richmond, lieutenant governor, then governor, now U.S. senator in Virginia. But there are big questions about whether he's progressive enough for the progressives. The Democratic progressive group founded by Howard Dean, Democracy for America, called him disqualified to be vice president. The Progressive Change Campaign Committee said that he would deflate donors and volunteers. The upside and the downside of Kaine as Hillary Clinton's running mate, Dan?
Well, Tim Kaine knows policy and he knows how to get things done. As you say, he's been a governor, a senator, and a mayor. He's a Catholic, and like many other Catholics, he believes abortion is wrong, but he respects the law and the court decisions on freedom of choice. He's a moderate who comes from a state, Virginia, that's not to be confused politically with Massachusetts. He'll help Hillary Clinton carry Virginia, where he's never lost an election, and that's maybe his biggest asset.
All right, the Democratic convention itself, following what was called the gloomy negative convention by Republicans last week, the Democrats are certainly going for a convention with a different feel and outlook. And Hillary Clinton, in terms of her favorability ratings in national polls, she's in the worst shape of any Democratic candidate at the start of a convention so far this century. So what does the convention need to do this week in order to present the different atmosphere, and what does Clinton need to accomplish this week, Todd Domke?
Well, Hillary Clinton is too well known for the convention to try to reinvent her image, but they can tell her personal story in a way that makes her seem more sympathetic. So I expect there will be more video presentations and more speeches by entertainment professionals to do that. And she needs some of the other speakers to make the case against Trump in a way that doesn't sound predictably partisan and anti-populist. For example, her husband, Bill Clinton, will probably focus on the economy, raising the specter that Trump's policies could trigger greater debt, trade wars, and a global recession. So she needs the other speakers to hammer Trump, in part so she doesn't have to go too negatives in her own speech and can sound constructive, offering a positive vision.
Well, Hillary Clinton's been called the most famous person that no one knows. She needs to fill in the blanks. Speakers, stories, and anecdotes can help, especially in prime time. Soaring rhetoric won't do the job. She has to have people testify to her skill and her likability.
All right, finally, I'm looking for a prediction. Outside of the Bernie Sanders speech tonight and the Hillary Clinton speech Thursday night, what will be the magic moment of this week, Dan Payne?
Well, I think it'll be Barack Obama's speech. He's the master at moving an audience.
All right. And Todd Domke.
Well, I agree that Barack Obama probably will inspire people, but I also think Michelle Obama will be very effective.
Todd Domke, thank you very much.
Good to be with you, Bob.
And same to you, Dan Payne.
My pleasure.
We'll speak to you both as this week goes on, and you can read their columns every week at our Politicker site. Find it on our website, wbur.org.